Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Sign Today. I'm Kevin Dallin, and joining us from the United States Coast Guard, once again, Seth Thorson. How are you today, Seth?
I'm doing well, Kevin. Thank you for having me.
Oh, glad to have you on to talk about an important issue. And of course, that's paddler safety. You know, I know there's been a few news stories about over in the Thumb area about some paddlers and kayakers getting into some trouble. And this news couldn't come any more appropriately to talk to you about paddler safety.
Yeah, that's correct, Kevin. Over the past few years, paddle sports popularity has exploded around the Great Lakes, and with that has come, many preventable injuries over the past few years. And, the Coast Guard and local law enforcement authorities, the Department of Natural Resources, and ourselves are really trying to get the word out to the public on trying to bring a lot of these preventable injuries and deaths, down to a bare minimum. And really trying to get out and educate the public as much as we can.
Yeah, well, let's do that. Some of the basics here. What are some of the things if even experienced paddlers, paddlers that are novices, experienced, what are some of the things they should be doing before they head out on the water?
Yeah, we've just got, five real basic safety tips, and they're just super basic and just stuff that we're trying to promote. And that's just wear a life jacket. Something as simple as wearing a life jacket can absolutely save your life. Anybody over the age of 13 doesn't legally have to wear a life jacket, but we recommend, hands down to wear a life jacket every time you're out on the water.
Sure.
With that is also finding a way to call for help if you need. Requirement on kayaks and paddle boards is to carry a whistle. They call it a sound producing device, but it's a whistle or a horn of some type, but some way to call for help. And that'd be a radio, cell phone, just any way to let someone know that you're in trouble.
Right.
Know the waters that you're paddling on, whether it's an inland lake or Lake Huron. With that in the forecast know the waters that you're on and what the weather's supposed to be. And those of us that live on the Great Lakes know that the weather changes
right.
And in the blink of an eye, but at least know what's in the forecast. And, the last thing is to label your paddle craft with the owner's name and phone number on it. The reason we're asking people to do that is so many people have, kayaks or canoes blow off their beach on a windy day. And, we waste valuable hours and taxpayers' money in searching for these things when no one is actually in trouble. It's just something that's blown off the beach, where if we can easily get in touch with the owner,
right.
We'd be able to fix that situation a lot faster than having to conduct search and rescue for something that really isn't search and rescue.
It's amazing. You mentioned basic, and those are so basic, but they're things that people routinely forget when they're heading out on the water.
That's correct. Yeah.
And
the other thing that I kind of want to touch on really quick is, drinking while boating. It's the summertime and everybody wants to go out and have a good time. But, unfortunately, there's been quite a few paddle sport related incidents that alcohol has been a causative factor. So we really caution people to, don't combine the two with drinking and going out on kayaks
right.
and paddle boards and canoes and stuff like that after you've been drinking.
Boy, no doubt about it. Well, we're talking about some basics here, but one of the things you're working on right now, putting together, is a Paddle Sports America course. Tell us a little bit about what that is, Seth.
That's correct. It's the Coast Guard Auxiliary is working on a Paddle Sports America course. It's a minimal 4-hour classroom-based introduction on paddle sports safety techniques and different strategies with that. The courses are also being offered by the Department of Natural Resources and some of the other local entities. But, it's just basically someone that goes out and wants to get into paddle sports, whether it's kayaking, canoeing, paddleboarding, but doesn't really know a whole lot about it.
Mm-hmm.
In those 4 hours, they go through and talk about how to equip their paddle craft, what to have on it, what's required to be on it, what to wear, just what to do to enjoy the paddle sport recreation activity.
Now, if they want more information about anything we've talked about the safety tips or about the course, how do they get more information, Seth?
Oh, you can go online. There's many, many resources out there.
Yeah.
I think there's Paddle Sports America, the Coast Guard Auxiliary. DNR has some great information out there. But, just getting online and, right. and clicking anything paddle sport related will generate, numerous ways to find information on all that stuff. And, the Coast Guard website as well will be able to help you out.
Very good. Petty Officer Seth Thorson from the United States Coast Guard, the East Tawa Station there. Seth, been a pleasure talking to you, my friend, and I hope we'll catch up with you again in the near future.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks, Kevin.